At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we got another veteran handicapper with us here. This is VSiN Tonight from the Circus Sportsbook, downtown Las Vegas. Wes Reynolds, Matt Eumanns. And from the Gold Sheet, editor and handicapper, Bruce Marshall joins us tonight to break down the Sweet 16. Bruce, how's your tournament going so far?
Hey, pretty good, Matt, and thank you for calling me a veteran. That's a nice way for saying old, so I appreciate that. So far, so good. I mean, it was kind of exciting last week. It started off with a bang, that Furman game, and kind of kept us on the edge of our seats all weekend. So no complaints thus far on my end.
You did cover, I think, the first NCAA tournament in 1940, didn't you?
I was. Yes, I was there. I was there.
I know you were at Super Bowl I, but not at the...
I was there. I was there at that. I saw Brent at the first... NC2A and 39, I guess, too.
All right, Bruce. 17 years ago was the Adam Morrison crying game, Gonzaga, UCLA. These teams are going to do it again in Las Vegas on Thursday night. UCLA, a 2.5-point favorite, total of 146 here at Circa. And the Bruins a little bit shorthanded. I think you got to be concerned about injuries here as they head into this game against the Zags. Bruce, how do you handicap this one in Vegas on Thursday night?
Well, yeah, there's nice history here and the dance between these two. And don't forget that game 2 years ago in the bubble in Indy when Jalen Suggs hit that, 35-40 footer at the buzzer in overtime to get the Zags the win. I have not heard an update on Singleton other than it wasn't as bad as they originally thought. This will probably be a game time decision for him. So I sort of made my prediction here and I already wrote the game up. Based upon Singleton being available. Well, I guess I could change that if I hear news otherwise. My gut feel is UCLA can win this game. They've shown me a little bit more grit and resolve than Gonzaga or just some really exceptional on the side of UCLA here. And this is, I give Cronin credit for this. This is something they lack from all those years with Alford and the other coaches, but they really seem to be able to dig in there. Now, we talk about veterans, old guys. I mean, UCLA certainly got those with Jaquez and Tiger, and, of course, Timmy the other way has been around almost since the Morrison game, it seems like, on the Gonzaga side. Gonzaga, though, is not a great defensive or rebounding team. And I think UCLA might be able to take advantage of that. Also, Timmy, I mean, obviously very tough. I think with Nwuba and even Etienne a little bit, I'm not sure Mick would use him, but along with Bonna being healthy, Cronin now has some fouls he can use against Timmy. And not that you want to send Timmy to the free throw line, but you can be a lot more aggressive against him if you can rotate a couple of guys in there on him. Reminds me a little bit back, this is going way back, but in the Larry Brown 1980 in the Final Four against your Purdue up at Indianapolis, Matt, he had the same sort of dilemma against Joe Barry Carroll again in the semifinal. And I remember Brown saying, I got 10 fouls to use with Gig Sims and Daryl Allums and maybe another five with Mike Sanders to use against Carroll. We're going to play him really tough. And it worked. UCLA ended up winning the game. So I think they can try some of that with Timmy again. The key, I think, always with Gonzaga to go in the whole way here for once. We know how good Timmy is, but Strother has now come up to the point where he's like regarded as a mid to late first round pick. Anton Watson, I think, is a key guy for them as well. And if Malachi Smith can come off the bench and do what he did against TCU, that would be a big help too. I just think in the end, their defensive and rebounding shortcomings are going to cost Gonzaga. I think this is where it's going to happen. And the sort of teams that gave UCLA trouble, and you know, similar sort of teams this year. I mean, SC, Illinois, Baylor, some long and athletic sort of teams. And Gonzaga, not really, really like that. I think UCLA gets in there. So I'm leaning to the Bruins. But again, this is with Singleton playing.
Bruce, sticking out here in Las Vegas, the first game of the regional semifinals in the West region is going to be what I think is arguably the most intriguing matchup of the Sweet 16, and that's Arkansas and Connecticut. Connecticut pretty much 3.5 all across the screen here, total of 140. Arkansas, big win over KU to knock out the Jayhawks, the first one seed to go out. Or actually the second, I should say. And then UConn has looked as impressive as anybody in the tournament. Where are you going, if anywhere, Arkansas, UConn?
Yeah, Wes, these two had to get pitted against each other here because I'm looking to kind of go with both of them here. But I lean to Arkansas a little bit. I sort of believe what Musselman is saying now that his team is getting better. It took some adjusting to do for him when Nick Smith Jr. parachuted into the rotations there in mid-February. And like we talked last time, I mean, this is a high ball usage volume shooter, and suddenly you got to make room for him in all your rotations and kind of get out of this kid's way. Well, I think Muss has had enough of that. He's not going to let Smith shoot him out of the game. He only played him 16 minutes against the Jayhawks. You know, he's going to have to toe the line here. They're not just going to let Smith come out there and shoot. He doesn't have to rely on Smith as much if Devo Davis can shoot the way he did and make all those shots against Kansas. He also brings some veteran presence. So I don't think, and I think actually maybe Moss has figured out how best to use Smith now, because Smith could too easily have shot them out of games. What Arkansas brings, a little bit different, is that they come at UConn with a lot more length and athleticism, especially out there in the perimeter, than UConn has seen, especially thus far in the dance, and probably had seen in the Big East this year. I don't think any team's quite as comes at you in that regard the way Arkansas does. Ability to recover quickly. That's what, when you have those sort of athletes, long and rangy athletes out on the perimeter, that's what you can do. So I don't know that Hawkins is going to be able to get clear and nail some big threes like he did the other day. Sanogo's a different beast, and he is pretty beastly down there because he's been destroying people. But you give Muss 4 days or so to figure out a way to defend Sanogo. I sort of like that scenario here. Listen, Arkansas has gotten at Elite Eight the last couple of years. A different team this year for the most part than last year. But Musselman is waving his magic wand again, and this team is getting better. I think it's a very dangerous game for UConn, so I'm going to take Arkansas, and I would not be surprised if the Razorbacks pull the upset like they did against Gonzaga in this very round last year, when Gonzaga was actually the top overall seed in the whole dance in 2022.
That's right. Top seed and got knocked out by Musselman. All right, Bruce Marshall with us, Gold Sheet handicapper and editor. Bruce, how about K-State, Michigan State? Kansas State, a two-point dog here as the number three seed. Do you think Tom Izzo deserves to be the favorite?
Maybe. I think they've been bet up a little bit more because of the Izzo talk. Now, listen, I love Izzo too. You know, he's great, and his teams are tough outs always in March, and I don't have to amplify it anymore. Everybody else has talked about how great Izzo is, but sometimes that gets a little carried away. I would remind everybody there's only been one dance where Izzo won all the way through, and that was 2000. That's 23 years ago. So every other dance he's been in the last quarter of a century, he's ended up losing once. And I don't think this team's going to go the whole way either. Marquise Knoll. Now, the way they slowed Kolek down last week really impressed me, though. I did not think they were going to beat Marquette, merely because I didn't think anybody was going to be able to take Kolek out of the game like that. I thought he was such a heady floor leader, and he really gave Marquette the edge on everybody. But that turned out not to be the case against the Spartans. So I do credit Izzo for that. And it's a veteran team here. Tyson Walker's been around a long time, been at Northeastern before. Hauser, 3 years there. He'd been at Marquette before that. Hoggard is now in his third year. So they've got a lot of experience there, too. But Noel is something completely different here. He is reminding me of some of the great guards or some of the guards in the past who have ended up dominating a tournament. Back Gail Goodrich in 65, who, by the way, should get retroactively the NC2A, should award him the MOP from 65 and take it away from Bill Bradley because he did all of his damage in a consolation game. That should be Goodrich's award. But beyond that, Butch Lee in 77 with Marquette, Napier a few years ago with UConn. Guards who really just took over tournaments like that. And Noel looks like he might be able to do that. The supporting cast isn't all that bad either. Keontae Johnson's one of the best storylines this year. They can hit you from a lot of different angles. I really like Jerome Tang. I think K-State's going to have trouble hanging on to him. Honestly, he was Baylor's top recruiter, as we know. He's proven to be a pretty darn good coach. I really liked it when he, and one of the TV things, timeouts, when he talked to the interviewer the other day, and not that we usually glean much from those, when he said, we got to stop taking all these bad threes. And that's one of my pet peeves, his team settling for threes all the time. He's on top of that. I think K-State gets them here. And so slightly into the Wildcats, get him into the Elite Eight on Saturday.
All right. So far, Bruce Marshall on UCLA, Arkansas, and K-State. And the games we talked about, Bruce, about 45 seconds left here before the break. Going to bring you back, talk about a few more games. How about the coaching hires and changes we've made so far? What's the highlights to you? Is Rick Pitino a guaranteed big winner at St. John's?
No. But he will improve them, and he make them kind of relevant there, so they become, the buzz is good. I think Cooley was an excellent hire at Providence because he comes into a league he knows. I was a little surprised, but I thought he may never leave Providence because he grew up there. But his ability to use the portal, I mean, I talked to a guy back in D.C. yesterday. He said, well, will Georgetown let him do all that stuff? I said, of course. I said, Georgetown's whole team was transfers this year. They don't care. They want to win. Cooley, I think, is going to be a really good hire. They will be relevant maybe as quick as next year.
All right. Ed Cooley from Providence to Georgetown, taking over for Patrick Ewing. Quick break. We got more basketball betting talk with Bruce Buckets Marshall. Come back here in a couple minutes on VSiN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You can become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness. Only $19. You get picks from VSiN hosts, analysts, and guests. Guys like Bruce Marshall, a Vegas insider in the Gold Sheet. We're talking about his best bets now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe to get this special March offer, $19. Bruce Marshall, Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds. Bruce, let's talk about San Diego State and Alabama. Can the Aztecs give Bama some trouble here with their athletes, their length on defense, their tendency to slow games down? They want to slow Bama down, keep them out of transition. The Mountain West champs are 7.5-point underdogs, total of 137.5.
I think they can. I mean, we'll be looking, obviously, you look at in-game and all these things too, but I think if they can keep this thing sort of slow and within touching distance in the first 5 or 6 minutes, we have a pretty good idea they may be able to sustain that, Matt. Bama has some length up front, and Miller could go over the top of them. And so that concerns me a little bit. But out on the perimeter, and I went to a lot of games this year and sat down there close. And I did not see a team as physical out on the perimeter as San Diego State with those athletes they throw at you. And it's not 3-point defense. It's not just random, like some pundits seem to think. I mean, these guys really close down on you on the perimeter. And they have wrecked three pretty good shooting teams in a row, Utah State, Charleston, and Furman. With the length and athleticism they have on the perimeter, listen, Matt Bradley could end up being drafted in the NFL, I think. I mean, he's that good of an athlete. But Seiko and Parrish and Trammell, and the others, I mean, they really gang up on the perimeter there. If one or more of those guys can shoot, usually Bradley's pretty reliable. If you can get Seiko to be hot, or maybe Trammell, maybe Parrish. And I don't think the bigs are, Ludi and them, they're not that bad. I think they're going to be at least able to battle Bediako and Miller some. They got a chance. And with the Aztecs always, you know, it's how the shots are falling. It's sort of everybody. But I think they can do enough to make this close. I don't think they can win, but I think this is a big enough price where we can give the Aztecs a look.
Bruce, you talked about physical defenses. San Diego State certainly chief among them, but so is Tennessee. They're about as physical as anybody, as Duke found out on Saturday. Laying 5.5, it's pretty much been 5.5 since the opener. So early money came on FAU, and then it went back to 5.5. on Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, and Dusty May. 9 seed, but, you know, not your average 9 seed or your average mid-major here. They're pretty athletic, Bruce.
They are, and, yeah, that industrial strength defense for Tennessee West, like you say. I think the bigger story narrative about this game is who isn't there. This should be Memphis here. And Memphis isn't ever going to have an easier path to the Sweet 16. Where they would have been matched up against Tennessee, the biggest game versus the Vols, I think that 08 regular season game when Tennessee actually beat him, and that was the only loss Calipari had until he got to the final against Kansas. So if you're a Penny, you want to be critical of Penny Hardaway, there you go. You got your opening right there, because that's a game they should have won against Florida Atlantic. They have pretty good. Jonell Davis has really been scoring. They like to move it. They had a little trouble with Fairleigh Dickinson, but, you know, sort of Purdue. So they're here. I don't know if they can win this game. I'm not though sold on Tennessee so much. I mean, I know that turned out they just sort of bullied Duke around, and Duke's freshmen were just physically not up to it. But Florida Atlantic's not going to play that sort of game. They're going to play a little bit of a different game. In Tennessee's offense, they hit some three. They hit, what, 9 threes in the game against Duke. They hadn't been shooting that well lately. And what, Nakamura ended up having, what, 27? I mean, he had a game like that all year. I still don't know who their consistent go-to guy is. I mean, Ziegler being out, I still think is a negative. I know they beat Duke, but they do slow the pace on everybody. Look at their score lines lately. I think score lines last week. And by the way, unders 32-16 in the first week. So I think this one's going under, even though FAU would like to get up and down the court. They won't be able to do that against Tennessee. I don't trust Tennessee's offense. I think Tennessee wins a lower scoring game, but my first call is under in this one.
And Bruce, let's stick with the team from the state of Florida. I believe you were telling us over the break your favorite game here in the Sweet 16, and that's the Miami Hurricanes, who triumphed over my alma mater pretty easily on Sunday. But they're getting Houston now, and kind of a big number here. I have not bet this game yet personally, but 7 to the Miami Hurricanes, and it sounds like you like the dog.
I love the dog here. I mean, I think they're as good as Houston when they're playing right. I mean, this is like Joe Lenardi and the guys at the net have just sort of convinced everybody this is going to happen here. Houston's going to have no trouble. Baloney. I mean, they could listen. This is the best bet. I will go out on a limb and say this is the best backcourt left in the tournament. And adding Nigel Pack in there, you know, who it took him a while to adjust playing the point because he didn't do that at K-State. But once he did, and he and Wong and Miller have a pretty good rapport back there. I mean, they are really something to watch. But more than that, with Omier being available last weekend, you know, he gives them rebounding. You saw it happen in the Duke game in the ACC tournament. When he went out, there went their rebounding. This guy is a rebound machine on his own. He means the world of difference to them down low. And I love the fact they beat – this is the old Al McGuire thing. You get the monkey off your back. You win one of those really close games. They turned on the Jets the last 5 minutes against Drake, outscored them 16-1. They pulled that one out of the fire. You got to win a game like that, I think, to win a tournament. And they're very confident in a close game. I still think Houston, the second half against Auburn was more due to Auburn. Just the guards went flaky. They make a lot of mistakes and turnovers, force bad shots. There is no way Miami's going to have that happen. Auburn had Houston on the ropes. Sasser played, I know, but he's one bad step away from going out again. And Houston really hasn't been covering numbers for about a month and a half. I think they're about 6-5-11 or something like that, their last 16. Miami can win this game. You get about plus 250 or so on the money line. I'd take a look at that, but I definitely take a look at that plus 7-7.5 first.
All right, Bruce Marshall on the Hurricanes, plus 7. Against Houston. Bruce, who's going to win it from here? What's your – give me your final four, your championship game, and who wins it?
My championship game is actually Miami against Creighton. How about that? They can meet, okay. Right? Yeah, there's your final. And Larrañaga is going to win this thing for first time. He's come close. He's knocked on the door. He waved the magic wand with George Mason to get close. This time he does it. So Miami's my choice to win the whole thing.
Oh, that would be interesting, Wes, if the title game was actually Creighton against Miami. I don't think anybody envisioned that this year.
No, they didn't. I have Creighton in the Final Four, though. I think they're going to give Alabama potentially all they want in the regional final.
All right, Bruce, you're going to make it out to the regional final in Las Vegas this week? I know you like to go to the conference tournaments in town.
Well, maybe. I'm feeling better now. I might actually go down to Phoenix tomorrow to watch spring training if the weather's not too bad. So either way, I'll be watching it either there or on the TV. It'll be good fun.
All right, you can find him, Vegas Insider, the Gold Sheet, Bruce Marshall. Bruce, appreciate the time tonight. Have a great week, man.
Okay, guys, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. He can also go to some more basketball games in town, the NIT semifinals and final, of course, here next week.
I keep forgetting about that. The NIT is going to be here next week.
Right? Yeah, Wisconsin and North Texas, by the way. Wisconsin holds on against Oregon 61-58. So they are matched up in one semifinal. What do you say, Matt? First to 50 wins between North Texas and Wisconsin?
Dude, that's going to be an ugly game. What do you make the total in that game?
Probably about...
No higher than 110?
Maybe about 111 and a half, I think, is what I honestly would make it. By the way, the other two quarterfinals for the NIT tomorrow, Cincinnati hosting Utah Valley, and then UAB going to Vanderbilt for the right to come out here to the Orleans.
It is pretty cool to have NCAA Tournament Regional out here in Vegas, something that if you've lived here for a long time, you didn't think was going to happen, or it wasn't going to happen. You did wondered when it was going to happen, because the NCAA... And really, the NFL, too.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at Las Vegas like it was taboo for a long time. And now we got the Super Bowl coming next year.
Yeah.
And we got the Final Four coming in 2028. That's going to be at Allegiant Stadium.
What was that column? Paul Gutierrez, I believe, wrote a column
ESPN.
About that.
ESPN.com today.
Yeah, about, you know, how far it's come here in Las Vegas in terms of the fact that it was taboo to have big-time events out here. So, you know, it's about time. It's about time that... all of these events came out here.
Yeah, it all all started with the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first major league to come to Las Vegas, and NHL knocked the floodgates down, and the NFL followed. I can tell you, I've lived out here for 22 and a half years. As late as 7 or 8 years ago, I had guys in the professional sports industry and sports book industry saying, the NFL will never come to Las Vegas.
Right.
Never. It's never going to happen. Well, never happened a few years after that. So, all right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk more college hoops and a little bit of golf. Final half hour of the show tonight, BSIN tonight.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com.
All right, this is the Texas segment of the show. We're going to talk about the Xavier, Texas basketball game and the golf tournament in Austin, Texas. So let's start with the Musketeers and the Longhorns. And Texas, a 4.5-point favorite, total of 149. Wes, this is the highest total on the board in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the Longhorns... on KenPom.com, ranking the top 20 in offensive and defensive efficiency. They're one of the teams you've profiled to fit what could be a national championship team. This Xavier team's not great on defense, actually ranks 63rd on KenPom in defensive efficiency. I just don't think Dylan Disu of Texas, who was really the deciding factor in that game against Penn State. He got anything he wanted really in the lane against that smaller Penn State defense, and he had 28 points and 10 rebounds. It's not going to be as easy for him in this game, so I think the Texas guards are going to have to play a lot better. How do you handicap this? Have you bet this? I really don't have a strong opinion on this game.
Yeah, I don't either. This is a tough one to get a handle on. I do kind of lean the over here, actually, because, look, Xavier, 38.9% from three-point range. They just don't take enough of them. They only take them 320th in terms of three-point rate in the country. But this is a team that can score in a hurry. You saw, look, they got Pittsburgh in a high-scoring game, which Pittsburgh was in like two absolute crawls against Mississippi State and also against Iowa State. So maybe Pitt, even though they didn't get the result, they were happy to kind of run and get up and down the floor with somebody. Xavier, by the way, on Saturday, 22 of 39 from two-point range, 56.4. I believe they had one, two, three, six guys all in double figures. Jack Nungy led him with 18. And Nungy, by the way, he's a guy that can step out and shoot a little bit. Missed both his threes on Sunday, but he's a guy that's a little bit of a dangerous guy. And really the guy that I think has come to life for them is Jerome Hunter, the former Indiana player who is now at Xavier. He's really kind of found something here in the back half of the season. They have three guards that they play. All of them can shoot: Sule Boom, Colby Jones, and also Adam Kunkel. So this is a team that can get up and down the floor. You mentioned about defense, not just the defensive efficiency, but they don't really – you can run your stuff, basically, against Xavier. They don't really make you uncomfortable, I think, offensively. 16.3% turnover percentage. That is only 293rd in the country. They're also pretty permissible from the three, 35.5%. That's 270th out of 363. Texas obviously profiles much better defensively here, but I think if Texas wants to run, Xavier's a willing participant to go ahead and do so. I don't think Disu is going to have that career high like he had against Penn State, but I'll be interested to see. Timmy Allen's been back, I think, for a couple games basically from injury, because he missed the Big 12 tournament. Only had four against Colgate, had 9 and 12 rebounds against Penn State. I think maybe Timmy Allen gets his offense going. But these are games I might look to kind of play props in, too, because they are all player props offered not only at DraftKings but at other stores. When you get down to it, they don't offer them like on every game. But now that you only have a Sweet 16, you're going to start to see more of these player props. So I might be fading Dylan Disu on the points if it's priced high enough, because sometimes you fade a guy off a career game. I do that all the time in the NBA. So, maybe looking at Timmy Allen in terms of over his points props, and I do lean over the total in this game.
You know, there's a very rare UTEP connection to this game. You know what it is, right?
Well, Rodney Terry, the former coach.
That's half UTEP. Of it. You know what the other half is? Sule Boom played at UTEP.
Yes.
So Xavier star guard Sule Boom played at UTEP, and Rodney Terry, who was coach at UTEP, is now the Texas coach. He was the assistant to Chris Beard and elevated after Chris Beard was fired.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the UTEP Miners connection to the Sweet 16 game here. Marcus Carr, obviously a transfer from Minnesota. I think he's going to be a big factor for the Longhorns. And you talked about Sule Boom. He and Adam Kunkel looked like they were going to get in a fist fight on the floor last week. And that was the second round game.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Second round game. And Xavier, by the way, the road to the Sweet 16, not exactly rigorous. They had to go through number 14 seed Kennesaw State, number 11 seed Pitt to get here. But I do respect the Xavier team. And like you said, I think they're going to be willing to run with Texas and see if they can outshoot them. I really would have liked to see Xavier at full strength. If you have Fremantle and who's the other
Jack
big?
Nungy.
If you have Fremantle and Nungy together, man, I thought this team was going to be a tough out. And they're still going to be a tough out, but you have those two bigs like that, there's not a lot of teams can match up with this with that size. And I think the Musketeers would have been a lot more dangerous in this tournament. They're not going to go much further. If they can beat Texas, they're not going to beat Houston.
Yeah,
gets by Miami. What do you think about Bruce Marshall said about Miami being the best bet in this round of plus +7.
Well, I don't know if I'm in much of a position to kind of poo-poo Miami's chances, considering that they ran Indiana out in that second half. And, I bring it back to what Jim Larrañaga said after the game: we are very hard to guard. And they are very hard to guard because they have guys, they play a lot of this positionless basketball because Miami not very big. I think Omer is their big kid, 6'7", had 17 rebounds, by the way. Miami had 20 offensive rebounds. I think those are going to come few and far between, though, against Houston. Houston's not going to, get pounded on the glass like that. They don't allow hardly anything on the glass. And, in fact, Houston, number 4 in the country in offensive rebound, 37.4%. So, defensively, this is very much a step up in class for Miami. So that's why I haven't necessarily gone in on the Hurricanes. But look, Jim Larrañaga did it last year. He got to the Elite Eight before they kind of ran out of talent, ran out of time against Kansas. So look, getting a number one seed, but this time only one round earlier. Market seems to be a little bit more, even though that number looks high. I think KenPom makes it Houston -9, Bartorvik -8. So the metrics guys love Houston, and they've loved them all year. And, you know, Bruce was talking about Lenardi and all the net guys, you know, loving this Houston team. Market not so sure. This number's lower than the metrics guys have it.
Well, I liked Auburn last week. I bet Auburn +5.5 against Houston. You're up 10 at halftime and then get blown out 50-23 in the second half. That also had something to do with Auburn's poor free throw shooting. Was it 16 for 35?
Is that right? And the fact that they're a bunch of chuckers that take bad shots, that probably also helped Houston's
cause. Well, that's true. That helped too. But, you know, Miami is not exactly an elite defensive team, Wes, and Houston is.
Yeah, and that, I mean, look, Miami, you're right that they're not really an elite defensive team necessarily. They'll kind of let you run the stuff you want to run, and that's where I thought Indiana, even though I didn't bet that game, that's where I thought Indiana could hang in, because Miami allows 51.6 at the rim. That's 246th in the country, and they're not very big. Houston, not like really huge too, but really long and athletic.
Well, I thought Indiana was playing well. It was, 50-47?
Yeah,
breakaway, wide open
three. Shoot that three from 35 feet, and then Miami goes right between the eyes on the other end, and that was all she wrote.
Hoosiers folded down the stretch.
Yeah. Two back-to-back days losing to the University of Miami.
By the way, did you watch the replay of the winning shot by the Miami women last night?
I did, and yes, I saw that travel.
She shuffled her feet. It was definitely a travel.
It actually came, honestly, from Reggie Wayne's Instagram, because he was taking a video. Of course, Reggie Wayne, former great of the U, now the wide receivers coach with the Indianapolis Colts, so he made the trick down 37 to watch the Hoosiers and the Hurricanes, and he showed that video, and that was an absolute travel. That was a travel. That game should have went to overtime. If it does, Indiana's still in the women's tournament. But they aren't.
Oh, you guarantee they're
going to
win an
overtime? Oh, I thought that they were going to.
Okay.
I thought that they were going to at that point, but
she did shuffle her feet.
Yes, she did.
All right, quick update here on a couple basketball games. I'm sure Jeff Parles is going to talk about some of this on the Greg Peterson experience.
Parles in charge.
It's been renamed Parles in Charge right now. He's standing outside the studio taking a selfie. He's about to post on IG, tightening his tie.
I guess when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? Take selfies before your show.
He's got to take a selfie before every show he subs for Greg Peterson. The Celtics are on top of the Kings, 95-81 late third quarter. Nice turnaround for the Celtics. Jason Tatum's got 29 points.
And that's good for me, because I had over 28.5.
Well, you got a winner, Wes.
Yes.
Assuming they finish the game. Charlotte 55-48 over Radford, 1:12 to go in the CBI semis. So if Charlotte holds on, it will face
Eastern
Kentucky, the Colonels, in the CBI championship. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to talk golf when we come back. Match play in Austin, Texas. And also, we're going to take a look at the Alabama-San Diego State game one more time. Do the Aztecs have a legit shot here to take down Alabama? Come back here in a couple minutes on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It's available now. Futures, team previews, best bets, Steve Mackinnon, Adam Burke, and a lot more. Sign up today to get full access to VSiN for 30 days for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Shohei Ohtani on the cover.
Do we count that as a break of the VSiN cover jinx? Even though it's the MLB betting guide, do we give
it? It was on the cover last year.
I don't remember.
I don't know if we have a cover jinx on the MLB guide.
It might not be the MLB on the NFL guide, yes.
MLB, the NFL guide last year was Josh Allen?
I believe so.
Okay. Year before that, I believe, was Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know who was on the MLB betting guide cover last year. Might have been Adam Burke, for all I know. We have a call here. I was stalling for time. We have the call. We have it loaded up now. On Japanese TV, if Shohei Ohtani's strikeout of Mike Trout to win the World Baseball Classic Championship for Japan. Here we go.
Full count. Ohtani ka? Trout ka?
All right, if you can hear, he said our nation's hero, Shohei Ohtani, takes down the king of America, Mike Trout. I'm fluent in Japanese, Wes.
I did not know that. I learned something new every day.
Anyway, that was the call in Japanese. You think they were a little bit fired up tonight to win the World Baseball Classic over there?
Absolutely, man.
3-2.
Like they were calling like a New Japan main event in the Tokyo Dome over there. Very excited was that broadcast team.
Well, they deserved it. All right, over under, how many selfies would Greg Peterson post tonight on Twitter or IG? The number was 1.5. Apparently, it's over. He posted 2?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. More than my Eric Gordon 3-point made prop tonight so far.
How are you doing on your NBA props tonight?
Jason Tatum has gone over his points. Now it's time for number 7 to get his Jaylen Brown, and that's basically what I did with this. That was kind of my way to play Boston because I missed the number. It was 3, went up to 5, even some 5.5s, I think, out there. So I was like, you know what? The Kings are pretty hospitable in terms of their defense. They certainly have been after the All-Star break. I think the most points per game given up. So Boston right now 102-85. It is slightly ahead of overpace. I think the end game is 240.5, close 238. So that was a way to play Boston. Hopefully we get two for the price of one in this game.
All right, 102-85, like you said, Celtics over the Kings with 10.5 minutes to go. We're at halftime. You have a second-half number here on Thunder, Clippers, OKC. We talked about how good OKC has been as a road dog. Thunder on top of the Clippers, 56-51 in L.A. at the half.
Yeah, 19-8-1 are the Oklahoma City Thunder as a road dog, trying to go to 28-1. Jalen Williams with 11, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 11, Isaiah Joe. Speaking of Arkansas, former Arkansas player, 10 points off the bench. Paul George, only 3 of 8 from the floor. Kawhi Leonard, 2 of 8, and that's why the Clippers find themselves in a 5-point hole. Clippers minus 7 here at Circa, but I'm seeing 6, 6.5 elsewhere in the market, total 115.
All right, let's talk about one more Sweet 16 game before we wrap it up on golf. Alabama-San Diego State, number 7.5. You and I both grabbed plus 8. With San Diego State. I also played this under 137.5 for about a half unit. Alabama averages 73 possessions per game. San Diego State, about 65 possessions per game. Wes, can the Aztecs dictate the tempo here? Now, I'm not sure San Diego State can survive more than one scoring drought. We've seen the Aztecs suffer through scoring droughts, especially at the end of the game at Boise State last month. Against Alabama, that's going to be dangerous. But I think the number one question here is, can the Aztecs defensively dictate the pace of this game and make Alabama play their game? Do you think that's going to happen?
I think that they could. And look, the one thing about San Diego State that they do really, really well is they don't give up anything in transition. Mm-hmm. I think coming into the tournament, they were like a 19% transition rate. That was number one in the country. And I know Alabama is a whole different level of athlete than College of Charleston, but College of Charleston, they absolutely slowed them down. This team was like, you know, almost top 20 in tempo, and San Diego State made it into their game. Now, they got lucky to cover, but if you look at the numbers, they controlled that game against Charleston. They dictated the terms of the games. Now, against Alabama, that's a whole different level athlete. But look, I thought Maryland, did a solid job of slowing them down. They just got in foul trouble. Maryland just couldn't hit any shots. I think they were like 39% from the floor, 1 of 8 from the three. That could be a little bit concerning for the Aztecs because we know that that team goes into scoring droughts. But the one of the things I really don't like Alabama, and there's a lot to like about them when you look at the metrics and you just look at the athletes and the depth that they have on this roster, is that they take a lot of threes, but they don't always make a lot of them. I think they're eighth most in three-point rate. About almost 48% of their shots come from the three-point line. But they only shoot about 34%, so that's like right in the middle of pack in all of college basketball. So that does worry me a little bit because Alabama, you have seen this team. They have gone absolutely cold from the three-point line at times this year. And just, I mean, you've seen like some 8 for 37s. I think Texas A&M in the season finale, they were 7 of 36, where A&M kind of packed it in and wanted them to do that. San Diego State isn't really like a pure pack line defense necessarily, but they'll allow Alabama to shoot threes because why wouldn't they? San Diego State, fourth best in the country in 3-point defense, 28.7%.
3-point defense, transition defense, that's what San Diego State excels in. And actually, on Bart Torvik, college basketball analytics site, San Diego State number one in the nation in defensive efficiency since the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Bart Torvik, I think, only has Alabama as 4. Now, if Alabama was 4, I'd be laying it.
Oh, you're talking about the point spread being 4. Yeah,
yes.
I saw that. Saw about the differential. I think he had Alabama at 3.5 or 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that last night, too. Well, you and I both grabbed plus 8 with the Aztecs in that game. All right, quick, we'll wrap it up here, final 3 minutes with golf talk. So we got March Madness in Austin, Texas. 64 golfers in a bracket. 16 different groups of 4 players. This is a different handicap this week. It's more about matchups. Wes, give us your 2.5-minute handicap of the match play in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit earlier. 7,100-yard Pete Dye design. Not a very long course here. And the way it's broken down in the quadrants. There's an A player, B player, C player, and a D player from a pool. Don't necessarily go with all the A players, even though last year, 8 of the 16 top seeds went ahead and advanced. But there's going to be some upsets, I think, in this tournament, even though I didn't really do a lot in terms of futures. Basically just played one in each bracket. Patrick Cantlay was in one quadrant. Tyrrell Hatton was in the opposite quadrant. Corey Connors and Jason Day were who I played. Basically, I'm hoping to get one or two of these deep in the draws and see if you can hedge. But the money to be made is really on the matchups and all, and also betting the groups, I think, too. Betting to get out of the into the round of 16 in terms of the four groups. I went with a couple dark horses just to get out of groups, not necessarily to win the thing. I went with Taylor Montgomery 3-1 to get out of the group, headlined by Jordan Spieth. Adam Hadwin 3-1. The main guy in that group is Sam Burns. So I'll have more matchup plays, a couple more for the overnight at the VSiN picks at a glance on VSiN.com. Couple more group plays as well. And then you have matchups. You have 3 days of guaranteed matchups in these pools. And then the winners, then we get into the round of 16. I believe they play the round of 16 and the quarterfinals on Saturday, and then once we get to the final four, it's 36 hole semifinal match, and then the championship match, and then the losers play for third place.
Scottie Scheffler, the defending champ, he's the favorite. You know, we have an interesting David Goliath matchup coming up here. Ricky Fowler against John Rahm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can Fowler take down Rahm?
He's going to have to, I think, because Ricky Fowler's got to get to the quarterfinals in order to win the Masters, or he has to win in San Antonio at the Valero Texas Open. John Rahm is getting bet, though. He's minus 180, minus 185.
So he has
been hit a little bit. So you got that match, and then you got a rematch of the 2013 U.S. Junior Amateur, Scottie Scheffler against Davis Riley. Davis Riley lost that match because he called a penalty on himself late, and that basically essentially gave the match to Scottie Scheffler. So, is payback a-coming against the defending champion, Davis Riley, about a $2 underdog?
He called a penalty on himself like that commercial, what is it, where the kid calls the foul on himself in the basketball game?
Yes. True sportsmanship.
Honesty is the worst policy, isn't that what they always say?
True sportsmanship.
I thought John Rahm would be a much bigger favorite over Ricky Fowler. All right, we take a quick break. And actually, that's it. We're done for tonight.
We take a 24-hour break.
Parles in charge.
Break.
Jeff Parles on deck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.